Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, kick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. That's right, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. Now, today, we're continuing to talk about the NCAA basketball tournament and the NIT basketball tournament. So let's start with the games that were played on Tuesday and go over the games and the winners for Tuesday and Wednesday. So, DJ, who played on Tuesday? And let me see if I picked a winner or two.
All right, G-Money. So we're going to start with the NCAA tournament. And then after we finish that, then we'll go to the NIT. Is that okay with you?
That's fine. Let's do it like that.
All right. So the only two games that were played on Tuesday were part of the first four, and Texas Southern beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi 76-67.
Oh, man, I missed that one. I bet Texas A&M to win that game. Okay, go to the next game.
Indiana beat Wyoming 66-58.
Oh, that's good. I bet on Indiana to win. So I'm a winner.
All right. Let's see. Next up, where's the games? Wright State beat Bryant 93-2, and this is Wednesday now. Wright State beat Bryant 93-82.
All right. I bet on Wright to win. That's good for me. All right. Let's go to the next game.
And the second game on Wednesday, Notre Dame beat Rutgers 89-87.
All right, I bet on Notre Dame. That's a win for me, too. All right.
All right. So today's games, and today's basically the first round. Michigan beat Colorado State. Number 11 ranked Michigan beat number 6 ranked Colorado State 75-63.
All right. Well, Michigan won. That's an upset because they beat number 6 Colorado. All right. Go ahead, Michigan. I would have picked Michigan to win. That's a win for G Money.
All right. The next game, number 4, Providence, beat number 13, ranked South Dakota, 66-57.
Oh, yeah. I would have bet on Providence, so I would have won that one. That would have been a win for G Money. Number 4 beating number 13. Yep, that's a win.
All right. Next up, number 9, Memphis, beat number 8, ranked Boise State, 64-53.
Ooh, I think I would have bet on Boise State to win, so I would have lost that one. Oh, that's an upset for G Money, because the number 9 team beat the number 8 team. So that's an upset. All right.
All right, next up, number 1, Baylor, beat number 16, Norfolk State, 85-49.
Oh, yeah. I bet on Baylor to win because they're the defending world, the defending national champion. So, of course, they were going to win. They were ranked number one in their division and their region. Yeah, I bet on Baylor to win. Yes, G Money's a winner. Next game.
Number three, Tennessee, beat number 14, Longwood, 88-56.
Yeah, I would have bet the number three team to beat number 14 team. So, yep, that's a winner for G Money all day long. Next game.
Number 12 ranked Richmond beat number five ranked Iowa State 67-63.
Ooh, I would have bet Iowa State on that one. Oh, no, that's a loss to G Money. All right, well, can't win them all. Next game.
Yeah. And so that's all the games that have been played so far in the NCAA tournament. There's a bunch more games being played today. We can go over those.
All right.
So
let's take a break, and we can come back and finish the other games and talk about the games playing tomorrow. After we have a commercial break, that'll give us time to concentrate on the winners and the losers that have already played. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the game in a minute. And then you can give me a time check on that, too. Like I say, G money, 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 Like I said, he's so pretty. He can kiss himself. Money. You gotta love it,
You gotta love it.
Money. That's right. Milk crazy. Playboy crazy. Like I said, that's G money. G money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like I said, I'm doing a deep. Since the day I was born,
money.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay.
Money. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I said, money.
GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, we're talking about the NCAA basketball tournament, Division I. And if you have a comment or a question or a statement that you want to say, if you want to shout out your school, then call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. Yep, I'm here. This is Talk Radio, and I'm listening to any comments that you want to make about the games that have been played or the games that are yet to be played. If you want to give a shout-out to your school, well, that'll be good for the advertisers. If they hear you talking about your school, they may want to spend some money and invest some money in your college. So give us a shout-out, 563-999-3560. We're talking Talk Radio. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. So give us a shout out as we're talking about the NCAA basketball tournament going on right now during spring break. All right. Now, let's talk about the games played today on the NCAA tournament schedule. Today is Thursday. So today is St. Patrick's Day. For those of you that like green, today is St. Patrick's Day. So let's celebrate for the Irish, because it's St. Patrick's Day. Da-da-da, St. Patrick's Day. Four-leaf clovers, five-leaf clovers.
G-money.
Good luck. All good.
G-money.
All right. Yes, sir.
G-money. How are you going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day today?
How am I going to celebrate? I'm working. That's how I'm celebrating it. I'm working, and I'm giving a shout-out to everybody that's celebrating St. Patrick. I got all my green on. I got my green sweatsuit with my green and white hat. Only thing, I don't have four-leaf clovers in my hat, but I got green and white on, so I'm sporting it for the St. Patrick's Day celebration. Hopefully, I'll get some green beer this afternoon. That's what I'll check out later on when I finish the show. I'm going to see if I can go drink me some Irish beer. What about yourself, Papa D? What kind of drinks are you going to drink today?
Well, I think I'm going to have actually my favorite drink. I'm going to have some Irish whiskey, some Jameson Irish whiskey. And actually, I'm going to have a Guinness Stout. And then I'm going to top it off, chase it with a shot of Jameson Irish whiskey. So I'm going to be feeling pretty good in about 3 hours.
Okay. Well. Just make sure you don't drive, because it's okay to drink, but we don't want to drive. We don't want nobody drinking and driving. If they're driving and drinking, make sure you're not driving. Call an Uber or a taxi or catch the bus or ride like I do in a limousine. So that's how I want you to roll. If you got to drink and drive, just
absolutely, absolutely, folks. And that's actually that's a good PSA. You know, don't be irresponsible. Be responsible with your drinking. The only driving I'm going to be doing is from my bedroom to the bathroom, and that's about it.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. Yeah, make sure you're by a pee hole so you can pee. Cause, you know, some of that beer you can't. You can't keep it. You just borrow it for a while. Woo! Okay. Well, let's get back to the NCAA basketball tournament. So, DJ Papa D, who's playing today? And let's see what the tournament looks like so far today on St. Patrick's Day. And turn your mic up a little bit. Okay, that's a little better.
No, my mic is on full blast, so I think that problem's on your end. But anyway, I'll talk louder. So next up, we have number one Gonzaga playing number 16 Georgia State.
Okay, well, I'm picking Gonzaga to win. That should be an easy one. They should beat Georgia State real easy.
Okay, so you're picking Gonzaga. Nope,
yeah.
they started 4:15 p.m.
Okay, I'm picking Gonzaga for the win. All right.
Number 8, North Carolina is playing number 9, Marquette.
Ooh, That's going to be a good game. I'm picking Marquette to beat North Carolina. Yeah, Marquette has been coming back. They've had some good shooters and some good defensive play on the game. So they're ready for North Carolina. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to pick Marquette for the win.
All right, after that, the number 5 UConn is playing number 12 New Mexico State.
Okay, I'm going to take UConn because they always play well in the tournament. This is the first time I heard New Mexico State making the tournament. So, hey, they're stepping up. Their school is getting a basketball program together. They play good football, and they play good baseball. So now they're getting a basketball program. That's good. But I don't think they'll win the game tonight. It's nice that they made the tournament, but I don't think they'll win. Okay, next game.
Number 2, Kentucky, is playing number 15, St. Peter's.
Okay, I'm going to take Kentucky. I haven't heard anything about St. Peter's, so I don't even know who they are. I don't know what kind of team they have or nothing. But I know Kentucky has been ranked for a while, so I'm going to go with Kentucky for the win.
All right, number five in the West, St. Mary's, and their California team is playing number 12, ranked Indiana.
Oh, well, I'm going to take, that's St. Mary's from California. Yeah, they had the nuns praying for the team during the games last year. I remember them. And they were winning, too. Those nuns were praying during the game, and they were winning. So, hey, let's see if St. Mary's can go to the Final Four this year. I'm going to root on St. Mary's to beat Indiana.
All right. Next up, number 8, San Diego State, is playing number 9, Creighton.
That should be a pretty even game. San Diego State has been proven. They won their tournament in their league tournament. So that's how they qualified for the playoffs for the NCAA tournament. I don't know about Creighton, though. I don't know if they have a decent basketball team. But I'm going to take San Diego for the win.
San Diego State for the win. All right, next up, number 4, Arkansas, is playing number 13, Vermont.
Arkansas playing 13, Vermont. I wonder if Vermont is the VCU? Wasn't that Vermont? Commonwealth University, or is that?
I think that was Virginia. That was Virginia.
Oh, that's right. That was Virginia. Okay.
Virginia.
Well, in that case, I'm not going to root for Vermont. So I'm going to root for the other team. Who's the other team?
Arkansas, ranked number 4.
Arkansas, yeah. I think Arkansas, I can't think of the guy's name, but I think they got a good coach. The coach is for Arkansas. I think they got a good coach. It's a black man that's the coach for Arkansas. Yeah, I can't think of his name, but, yeah, he got a good program at Arkansas. So they're ranked number 4. Oh, they're expected to go do well in the tournament. So we'll have to see how far they go.
Okay, Arkansas for the win. And who
Arkansas
else?
For the win. Next up, number 7, Murray State is playing San Francisco, ranked number 10.
Ah, so Murray's been playing good basketball, but since San Francisco State made the tournament,
no,
I'm going to go with San
Francisco. It's the University of San Francisco, not San Francisco State.
Oh, UC San Francisco. Oh, okay.
Not UC,
well,
not UC San Francisco, University of San Francisco, private school.
University of San Francisco is a private school? It's
yep.
Not the
it's
University
like
of California, San Francisco?
No, there's no UC in
no?
San Francisco. I think it's USF.
Yeah, but I thought they have a UCSF and a
nope.
San Francisco State. Are you sure about that?
There is a San Francisco State University, but the only
yeah,
UC up here in my neighborhood is UC Berkeley.
They don't have a UC San Francisco. Huh.
Nope, they
That's
still
don't. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't think San Francisco, University of San Francisco is going to make it very far. So I'll root on the other team. Who's the other team?
Murray State.
Murray State. Oh, yeah, I heard of Murray State. So, okay. I'm in Murray State's pocket. Let's see if Murray's going to beat San Francisco. Yeah. Okay. Murray State for the win.
All right. Next up, UCLA, number 4-ranked UCLA, is playing number 13-ranked Akron out of Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a California boy. I'm going with UCLA all day long. And they're ranked 4th in that division? I mean, in that region? What region is that? The Western region?
Let's see. UCLA is in the East.
It's in the East? Oh, they got put in the Eastern region? Oh.
Yeah, don't think
right.
too hard
well,
about
UCLA,
it. It's all makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm rooting on UCLA to win because they said UCLA wasn't going to make the tournament last year, and they went all the way to the Final Four. So they're saying the same thing about UCLA this year. They don't think that they were going to make the tournament, and they made the tournament. And they're ranked, what are they ranked in the East?
Number 4.
What number? They're number 4. Yeah. Well, I'm going with the boys from UCLA, ranked number 4 in the Eastern region. Yeah, UCLA for the win. Yeah.
All right. And the last game today is number 1-ranked Kansas playing number 16-ranked Texas Southern.
Okay, well, that's an easy one. I'm taking Kansas for the win because, you know, basketball was founded in Kansas. Kansas State was where the game of basketball was founded in Kansas.
Really?
They started putting baskets up and shooting balls in the baskets. That's where the game started. In Kansas. So Kansas has been playing basketball for a lot of years. So I'm going to take Kansas for the win. And I think Kansas should go to the Final Four, actually, this year. I think they're going to go
to the Final Four. Kansas for the win. Now, real quick, DJ, let's take a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell everybody, hey, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. And we're talking about the college basketball tournament, the NCAA Division I tournament, where the games are being played this weekend. And I want you to call in, call my show, and give a shout-out to the college of your choice, 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. Give us a shout-out. Tell us what you think about your favorite team. Give a shout-out, and hopefully the sponsors will hear you talking about your favorite team on my radio show. And that might get you some money sent to your college. They may donate some money to support your sports program at your college. Now, we know your team is pretty good because they got invited to the NCAA tournament. So just give us a shout-out. Call 563-999-3560 and give us a shout-out. Tell us what you think about the tournament and who you think is going to be the Final Four, because that's where we're looking for. See what team's going to be the Final Four basketball team. What school is the top four schools in the nation? So that's what we're hollering about. Holler about your school. Give us a shout out. 563-999-3560. I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio. Okay, DJ, let's continue with the announcements of the game and my picking of the predictions for the winners.
Okay. So tomorrow there's a bunch of games. Number 7th ranked Ohio State is playing number 10th ranked Loyola College.
Oh, Loyola College. I wonder if that's California Loyola. Loyola Marymount
College? I'm sorry. It's Loyola Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, well, I hear the boys in the Chicago area play ball. So maybe Loyola Chicago is going to be a good team. And this game is going to happen tomorrow?
That is correct.
Did you say tomorrow, Friday? So we went through all the games for Thursday. So now we're on Friday's game. All right.
That is
correct. I'm a pick Chicago. I think they have a shot to win. Because I'm thinking the boys from Chicago play ball. And I'm thinking Loyola is probably a private school, but they have some ball players at the private school. So I'm going to say Loyola's going to win, and we'll see what happens tomorrow with the Loyola game. And who they playing?
Ohio State.
Ohio State. That could be interesting. Ohio has a good football program, but I don't know about their basketball program. So I don't know how good Ohio State is going to be tomorrow. But we'll see. We'll see if the boys from Chicago can put it down and beat Ohio State. All right, so I'm picking Loyola Chicago to win. Okay, next game.
next game. Before we go to the next game, I just got a text message from somebody who's listening to the show, and they told me actually there is a UCSF. So there's UCSF in San Francisco, San Francisco State, and the University of San Francisco. But the team that's playing is the University of San Francisco. But you were right, G-Money. There is a UCSF.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thought my fraternity went to Chef at UC San Francisco. I knew it. But I wasn't trying to argue with you on the radio. So I let you have your say. But I knew it. I knew UC San Francisco existed. Yes, I did. All right. Sounds good. Thank you for whoever sent him the text to let him know that he was wrong. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for coming to the aid. UC San Francisco. Yeah. All right. Good job. Hey, that makes me feel good.
All right. Let's move it along. Let's move it along. Yeah, time check. It is 3:47 p.m. All right, so next up, number two, Auburn,
okay,
is playing number 15, Jacksonville State.
Ooh, Jacksonville. Those brothers pledged me at Huey Newton's house in Oakland, California, when I pledged at Cal State Hayward, when I pledged Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. My big brothers were from Jackson State. All right. Well, I don't know if Jackson State has a good basketball team, though. So I don't know. But for the sake of my brothers, I'm going to go with Jackson State for the win.
They're playing Auburn.
Auburn, oh, man. Oh, that's going to be a tough game. What's Jackson State rank?
Jackson State is, Jacksonville State, actually, is ranked number 15. And Auburn is ranked number
15. Oh, that's going to be a tough road for Jacksonville. Oh, man. Okay, well, I don't know, Jacksonville. You may have a hard road, but, well, you can play ball against Auburn. I guess you guys can come out a winner. But Auburn State, I think they're trying to get a basketball team because they got a good football program. So maybe they're trying to improve their basketball program. But I'm still going with Jacksonville for the win. So it'd be an upset.
All right.
We'll see.
Number three, Texas Tech, is playing number 14, Montana State.
I'm going to have to take Texas because I know they play basketball in Texas. That's why so many Texas colleges made the tournament. I think, what's that, like five Texas colleges that made the tournament? Texas A&M, Texas South, Texas University, Texas El Paso,
Texas Tech.
Oh, yeah. Texas plays basketball. Texas. So I'm going to take Texas for the win in this game. Texas playing, who are they playing?
Texas Tech is playing Montana State.
Oh, yeah, Texas against Montana. All right, yeah, I'm going to take Texas Tech over Montana. All right, next game.
Number three ranked Purdue is squaring up against number 14 ranked Yale.
Yale, oh, I'm sorry, Yale. I'm glad you made the tournament, but I don't think you'll beat Purdue. I think Purdue was supposed to play against North Carolina, and they were supposed to play against Notre Dame, and they were supposed to play against who else was playing in their league. But they won, and that's how they got to the tournament. So, Purdue, I'm going to pick you to continue to win. So, Purdue for the win.
Next All right, game. Next up, number two, ranked Villanova, is squaring up against number 15, ranked Delaware.
Oh, yeah, Delaware won't stand a chance. Villanova will make it to the Elite Eight. I know they'll make it to the Elite Eight. They may even make it to the Final Four. But Villanova, they won a couple of national championships. They beat North Carolina maybe about 8 years ago, was it? Yeah. So Villanova plays ball, and their women have a good basketball team, too. So I think Villanova for the win. I'll take Villanova for the win in that game, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Next up, USC, ranked number 7, is squaring up against number 10, ranked Miami in Florida.
Is that University of Southern California, SC?
University of Southern California, yes, sir.
All right, SC made the tournament. What division, what region are they in? Because UCLA was in the East, so what region did they put USC in?
USC is in, where are they? Yeah, I don't see them in the bracket. I know they're here. Need to put my glasses on.
Yeah. And what number are they? You said they're fourth?
They're ranked number 7.
They're ranked 7. Ooh. That means they're in the top 10 in whatever region they're in. So that's good. SC made the tournament, and they're ranked number 7. All right.
Yeah,
SC.
There they are. They're playing. They're in the Midwest region.
Oh, in the Midwest? Who's number 1 in the Midwest region? Do you have the bracket? Can you tell me?
Yeah, I sure do. Kansas. Kansas is number 1.
Oh, well, they may be able to go to the Elite Eight, but I don't think they'll get past Kansas. So I'm glad SC made the tournament, though. Congratulations, USC. You're playing basketball now. You were number 1 in football. Now you're showing up on the basketball chart now. Good job, SC. Trojans in the house. All right, SC for the win. I know they'll win. And that may be as far as they go. They may not make it to the second. They'll be in the Sweet 16. So the next win, they'll be in the Elite Eight, and that might be as far as they go. All right, SC, for making the tournament. Go ahead, SC, in the house. Yeah, you SC Trojan. Woo! All right.
next game.
Let's see who we got. We have Southern California. Here we go. Alabama State, ranked number six, is up against number 11 ranked Notre Dame, Fighting Irish.
Oh, Notre Dame made the tournament, and they're ranked number 11, and they're playing against Alabama. I think Notre Dame will beat Alabama. I'm looking for an upset here. Notre Dame, ranked 11th, will beat Alabama, ranked 7th. All right. Go, Notre Dame. Go. Woo! The Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish. Yes, sir. Next up, number 6 ranked Texas, another Texas university, is going up against number 11 ranked Virginia Tech.
Ooh, Virginia Tech. I think I heard about them. And this is
I'm a rambling wreck. No, that's Georgia Tech. which Texas school? Texas Longhorns. I don't know. Who's that?
Texas Longhorns. That's Texas. That's University of Texas, a Longhorn. So that's Texas University. Okay. Well, they got a good football program. I don't know about their basketball program. But I don't know. Who are they playing? Texas is playing
Virginia Tech.
This is the University of Texas
out of Austin.
University of Texas out of Boston?
Out of Austin, not Boston. Austin.
Oh, okay. Well, it's down in the rich part of Texas, in Austin, the south end of Texas. So, I don't know about them. I mean, they play basketball in Texas, or they play football in Texas, and they play baseball in Texas. So, I don't know. Well, maybe I'll pick Texas for the win. Who are they playing again?
Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's a tech college. Oh, Virginia Tech. Oh, okay. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Virginia Tech. Maybe that might be a basketball school on the East Coast. It could be. So, yeah, I'm going to give Virginia Tech a nod. Virginia Tech for the win. Let's see if they can beat the boys from Texas. All right, next game.
Number 4, Illinois, is playing number 13, Chattanooga.
Oh, Chattanooga can't stand a chance. Illinois is going to win. They're a basketball powerhouse. And they're number 4 in the region? Oh, yeah. They're going to win. They're going to beat Chattanooga. Not even going to be close. All right.
Number 2 ranked Duke University is going up against Cal State Fullerton.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Fullerton. But I know you guys made the tournament. I'm just sorry you guys got matched up against Duke. And Duke is a SEC powerhouse. So I don't know. I don't know. Fullerton, you guys made the tournament, but I don't think you guys can beat the boys from Duke. Even though Virginia Tech beat Duke, I don't know. I'm still going to say Duke is still a powerhouse. And Duke is ranked, what ranking are they? They're like 3 or 4 or 2?
Number 2.
Number 2, yeah, Duke is going to win their region. So it's going to be them and whoever is number 1. I think that's Kansas. So it'll be Duke and Kansas, 1 and 2. Okay, so I'm going to pick Duke for the win. So next game. Sorry, Fullerton.
Number 6 ranked LSU is playing number 11 ranked Iowa State.
Iowa State. I heard about the Black Eyes. The Black Eyes have been playing good ball. So I'm going to pick Iowa State and see if they can beat Illinois. You said Illinois, right?
Nope. LSU.
Who? LSU? Oh. That's interesting. LSU finally made the tournament. They're way down there. What number are they in the tournament?
LSU is ranked number 6.
Number 6. And they're probably, I don't know if they're in the east or in the south. What region are they in?
In the bracket, they're in the Midwest.
They're in the Midwest? Ooh.
Right. I don't think where they are in the bracket has anything to do with this, where the school actually is.
Oh. Because that means
They are playing against Kansas. Kansas is ranked number 1 in the Midwest region.
In the Midwest? Oh, okay. Wow. So, LSU. Okay. Who is LSU playing?
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Oh, the Black Eyes. The Blackhawks.
Actually, no. It's the Iowa State Cyclones.
Cyclones. Oh, that ain't the football Iowa State. Cyclones. I don't know. Well, I'm going to go with LSU then. LSU for the win. They may not get further than the Sweet 16, but at least they made the tournament. All right. Okay. How many more teams do we have to go?
We have 5 more to go in the NCAA.
5 more games. Okay.
5 more games.
Sure.
Next up.
I just wanted to give a
number
shout
one.
Out.
Go ahead. Give your shout out.
Yeah. I want to say I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio. If you have a shout out that you want to give your college or your university, or you want to say something good to the listeners of the radio show, then give us a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. Give a shout-out, because the sponsors are all listening to see what colleges they can donate money to support their sports program. So give a shout out. Tell us what you think of the radio show, Talk Radio, and of the basketball tournament, the NCAA tournament, or the NIT tournament. Give us a shout out and tell us what you think about G-Money's prediction. So give a shout out, because that's what we're here for. Voice your opinion. All right, DJ, let's go back to the remaining game of today.
Next up,
radio.
Number one, Arizona versus number 16th ranked Wright State.
Okay. I'm taking Arizona. Arizona looks like they can make the Sweet 16. They may even go down to the Final Four in their region. So, Arizona for the win.
Okay, next up, number 5, Houston, is playing number 12, University UAB. Who's UAB? Let's see. Oh, Houston. No, UAB. Who is UAB?
UAB. UAB.
UAB. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Hold on a sec.
That's a real small college. I'm sure it is. UAB. Akron, Detroit.
UAB. University of Alabama at Birmingham. And
oh,
while you're thinking
UAB?
About that, UAB, University of Alabama at Birmingham. While you're thinking about that, let's take a little commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
All right. And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, as riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and we would go and we would ride in the dirt, and we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street, and somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So me and my boy Bernard, we used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. So as long as you had your balance, you could ride for a while. Now, since I had a two-stroke, I could do like one or one and a half houses. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke Honda, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. We're talking 34 houses. He could just ride. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that, I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch. And my bike would jump out from under me and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street.
And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched him. And the whole fight went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, God. I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Central. So I made the light, and I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me, and they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just know where to go but slam on my brake. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, God. I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother follows me in case I broke down. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. So I'm riding down the street, and I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride, you know, I'm a rider. So I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me, and I lost her. I said, oh, well, she know where I'm going. She'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where have you been? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you when you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I got a ticket.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, God. I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KT-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride it, and we got the street. In Carson, it's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool,
that's riding the wave. That's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, nope, we're not getting another bike. Nope, 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 nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was rolling. You miss those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. And we're doing the NCAA basketball tournament. We're reviewing the games, and I'm picking the winners. So follow along with me as I pick the last five games for Friday's night NCAA tournament. Okay, we were trying to figure out about
University of
Alabama something.
University of Alabama at Birmingham.
At Birmingham. Yep. I'm going to pick the other team. What was the other school? I think it was LSU.
The other team is Houston.
Houston. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm picking Houston for the win. Yep, another Texas team. I'm picking Houston for the win. So, sorry, AUAB. I'm picking Houston to win. So, next game.
Number 7th-ranked Michigan State is playing number 10th-ranked Davidson.
Yeah, Michigan State. I don't know who Davidson is, but I'm thinking Michigan State is going to play because that's where Magic Johnson went to school, Michigan State. All right, next game.
A number 3-ranked Wisconsin playing number 14th-ranked Colgate.
Yeah. I'll take number 3, Wisconsin, over Colgate. I'm thinking that's the home of the Green Bay Packers. So I'm going to take Wisconsin for the win.
All right. And last but not least, number 8-ranked Seton Hall is playing number 9-ranked TCU.
Oh,
the Texas Christian University.
Texas Christian University. And they're playing Seton Hall? Seton Hall has a pretty good basketball program. You say they're ranked, what are they ranked? Number 8? And TCU's
ranked
number 9?
Right. Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to pick Seton Hall for the win because I think they have a not normal basketball program at Seton Hall. So I'm going to pick Seton Hall to play good. And they'll go to the Sweet 16. So Seton Hall for the win. Is that it? For our NCAA.
That's it for tomorrow.
Basketball tournament. All right. So tomorrow we'll finish up the tournament for Saturday and Sunday if they're playing on Saturday and Sunday. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about the games on Monday. So the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out the air chair and go somewhere. So, before we go, we got to wish everybody a happy birthday, because today is St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, and we want to wish everybody happy birthday that's born today on the 17th of March, no matter what year you're born. You're born on a lucky day. You're born on Leprechaun's Day. So, happy birthday to you. So, DJ, do we have any fan club members that are born on the 17th? That are born on Lucky 17?
Oh, yeah. We got a whole bunch of St. Patrick's Day birthdays today. Javita Latrice Anthony has a birthday today. Travis Kelly has a birthday today. Yvonne Sherry Lee Long has a birthday today. Vaughn Smith has a birthday today. Keith Howell.
Sonia Sandy Richards, Jeremy J. Mayfield Sr. Darren Rogers is 57 years old today. Sora of yours, Yolanda Michelle Williams, has a birthday today. Royal Ruckus has a birthday today. I like that name. Joanne Barry Standback has a birthday. Frederick L. Morris III has a birthday. Rondi Vick is 53 years old today. Dr. Chiquita Robinson has a birthday today. Michael Willis. And last but not least, David Schiffman has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone on March 17th, 2022, St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody, because today is your lucky day. It's been lucky all your life because you were born on this day. So you have the grace of God in your back pocket. Everywhere you go, everything you do, because today is the 17th, and this day was made especially for you. So happy Valentine's, happy St. Patrick's Day, and good luck to you on your birthday, because today is your special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Yep, happy birthday to all of you, all of my fraternity brothers and my sorority sisters and all of my Greek brothers and Greek sisters and everybody else, all the GDIs around the world. Happy birthday to you, because today is your lucky day. Today is March 17th. 2022. Happy birthday to you. Hope you guys get some tonight. I mean, you should really get some. You should get a piece of cake or some ice cream or something really good today, because today is your lucky day. It's your birthday. So, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. And God loves you, and I love you too. Peace, love, and soul. See you tomorrow, 3 o'clock, for the NCAA basketball tournament as we continue with the college sports program. All right, DJ Papa D, let's pray the prayer so that we can pray to get rid of this virus that's zooming all around the world, and we can stop the war in Russia and the Ukraine and try to figure out what they're going to do about that natural gas situation and the oil and the gas prices and the fighting in the Ukraine. Oh, no, what's Putin doing? Is he going to shut it down? Is he just going to bomb until everything is blown up? And hopefully he won't break out no nuclear weapons, because that could get really ugly real fast. So, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.